The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with a simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelance profiles, get help drafting a job post, or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them to take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com today and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pits, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're already in a level two. Rick Saratella will join us a little bit later on. And, of course, Rick, founder of the NFL Draft Bible. And we'll talk about the NFL Draft odds. Shedeur Sanders is the favorite right now, plus 200 to be the top pick of the draft. And remember, I told you guys like 6 weeks ago when Quinn Ewers and Carson Beck were the favorites to be the top pick that was insanity. That neither of them will be the top pick in the NFL draft. And I think the odds makers sort of got it right now. But the thing is, the Jags would have the top pick in the draft, and they already have a quarterback. So then you get into, all right, are they going to trade the pick, and or do they just take Travis Hunter? And there's a reason why Travis Hunter is the second choice right now in the sports books to be the number one pick in the NFL draft. So we'll get into that and more with Rick Saratella. Let's bring in Joey Trott right now. Joey, welcome to the Rage. Let's do this thing. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thanks for having me. How you guys doing?
We're doing all right. We're just tracking a late night action. It's sort of some good news, some bad news. Always tricky, one. Joey. When you bet on these MAC games, bro, and there's three of them, it's Russian roulette. You know what I mean? Let's be real. With the MAC, I always just hope not to get killed when I bet all the MAC games. And you know, it's sort of good news, bad news. I bet the over the Akron game. We get the win. I bet the over the Western Michigan, Central Michigan game. We don't get the win. I laid the points in Western Michigan. And here I am now on Miami, Ohio money line. But I also have the over 43 in this game. So it looks like I could just get a split here potentially. 6.5 left. Although, who knows, maybe Northern Illinois ties this game. It gets crazy. Any action for you on this NIU-Miami game?
Me personally, nothing, but similar to you, I like Miami. I didn't pull the trigger, I say it off, but in this case, I'm pulling for Miami for you.
Any basketball? We got two NBA games. Somewhat of a surprise, guys. The Spurs are up a 10 spot on the Oklahoma City Thunder.
I was on the Nets earlier today. I laid the 2.5. I should have just went with the money line. I really thought they had it. They had a slow first half, really kicked it up in the second half. But that was unfortunate that they failed there. They only won by one. There's nothing for me on the NBA late night action.
Marquette just won 76-58 over Purdue.
Abe, so you said it.
We get the win. I laid five, but I played the over.
These guys are unreal in these tournaments. I look at them already. Like, it's early, but they're, like, smashing Utah already. Like, they're going to – what are they up, like, 17 points already? Like, they're just
crushing. 13. Yeah, 31-18. I haven't seen – I don't know. Yeah. I guess they probably is. I haven't seen them. I haven't looked. But NBA Cup futures. We should just bet the Lakers, Cam. They're watch, like, they got mocked for winning it last year. Watch them win it again this year. And they'll be like back-to-back NBA Cup champions.
Yes, they love these tournaments in the NBA. The Lakers always show
they'll
up.
Hang another little half little mini banner.
Exactly.
I was going to say, they'll need a new banner if they win this year.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody got mad at them for that, but I didn't really have a problem with it. Because you know why, guys? It wasn't as big, Joey. You know what I mean? Like, if they would have put up, like, a big one next to their title one, but it wasn't. I liked how it was just sort of a mini one.
Yeah.
It's like a little NBA Cup. It's like, no.
Yeah.
We're not, you know, we're going to put it up there. I don't have a problem with it, Kim. Hell, if the Raptors won the NBA Cup, I'd say hang the damn banner like a big trophy. I'd be like, yeah, I want a large-size one next to our title one. Like, I'm not going to get mad at them for it.
I agree. Hey, you won the tournament. You deserve something. Just make it smaller and less, with less flair than the banner. But I got no problem with it either. You still got to win the damn tournament. So I'm with you, Morenci. These guys, Lakers, can be dangerous again. They always are.
Yeah, NBA Cup demons. These guys. That's what they are. They're gunning for history. Undefeated in the NBA Cup. All kidding aside, though, it's cool that they have the games in Vegas and stuff like that. If I was in Vegas, I would go to the games, bet on the games, and have a good time. Santa Clara's murdering UC Riverside. UC Riverside were 3-0 ATS, getting 9.5, but they're getting smoked right now, 55-28. Good news is, though, the totals are getting there. It's 150.5 right now because Santa Clara is scoring so much. And then tomorrow night, more MAC football tomorrow night, guys. Buffalo, Eastern Washington. So, God, we're getting the glamour games tomorrow. The Buffalo Bulls at Eastern Washington. They had Ohio at Toledo. Joey, any thoughts on tomorrow's MAC games?
Yeah, so I kind of like a spot in both of those games. So, in the Eastern Michigan game against Buffalo, I like Eastern Michigan to win there. I really do. They have a much better defense, and in my opinion, with the MAC, that really goes a long way. Eastern Michigan's allowing 27 points per game on the season, but on the last five, they definitely allowed a little bit more than that. However, two of those last three games they played were against teams with a 7-3 record. So I truly think playing a more experienced teams in the MAC, much better teams in the MAC, is going to come in handy for them. They need just one more win to get bowl eligible. They're averaging 7.2 yards per pass, and Eastern Michigan is allowing what's it called, roughly around the same exact thing. So I really think there's a huge advantage here over the air for Eastern Michigan. They're 7-3 at home dating back to last season straight up, and Buffalo is 2-6 after a home game. So I really like Eastern Michigan here on a money line at home.
Yeah, you got me sold, and I agree with you. And I was on Buffalo on the money line last week, and it was the wild comeback. We sort of wrote it off. But great point that you bring up as far as getting to be bowl eligible, which they did last week. Meanwhile, you've got Eastern Michigan here knocking on the door of bowl eligibility. And their last game, Joey, won't be easy for them going to Western Michigan, right? So this is their last home game. This is their crack to do it. Buffalo going on the road. And I like your number as far as 2-6 off the home game that they were. I'm going to roll with Eastern Michigan. Give me the Eagles tomorrow night, Cam, as well, over the visiting Buffalo Bulls. I agree with Joey.
Yeah, it makes sense. But Eastern Michigan is one of those teams that just find a way. Buffalo, that was a crazy game. I remember you were on it, Gabe. I got to give the Buffalo Bulls a lot of credit. They were getting smashed in that game, and they came back and won. But, Eastern Michigan, I lean that way as well.
Nobody's ever gotten rich, guys, betting on the Buffalo Bulls in back-to-back weeks off a win.
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's one of those. It's like, you know, it's like robbing the same bank twice. Like, all right, we got away with it, but – I bet on Buffalo last week because kind of the same spot, Joey. The bowl eligibility, playing at home. I knew that they were like sort of, they really were dialed in and desperate. And it'll be the same thing tomorrow night. You know, Eastern Michigan are dialed in for this football game to nail that down. Any interest at all in the Ohio and the Toledo game?
Yeah, I'm rocking with the home team again there with Toledo Moneyline. They won 3 out of 4 games, and this is a must-win spot for them here against the top dogs in the MAC. Ohio has won 3 in a row, however, but they've really had issues on the road against 500 or better teams going 2-3 straight up. Ohio's allowing just 200 yards per game, but I really think you're going to be tested here with this strong Toledo offense. Toledo's 8-3 straight up in the second half of the season, dating back to last year, kind of just showing second half season comes, they just get stronger. And Ohio is just 3-4 straight up on the road with a total between 42 and 49. So in these high market, in these kind of medium range totals, we see this Ohio team struggle. So I really think Toledo can get this one at home.
Toledo, very good home team at the Glass Bowl there. 4-1 straight up on their home field, 3-2 on the road. And you look at Ohio, robust 5-0 on their home field, 2-3. And this is one of these rivalries, too, in the MAC. A lot of the trends will repeat themselves, right? Like sort of certain teams will beat certain, you know, the other team. And we have this, oh, Vancouver close to, came really close to just scoring, but New York broke up the pass in the slot in a hockey game. Second period has started, Rangers and Canucks right now. But I do agree with you once again, Joey. Good calls, I believe, in the MAC here. Listen, both these teams are 7-3, as you stated. Mm-hmm. This is a heavyweight matchup in the MAC. They're still battling for first place in the conference, still up in the air here. But as I was saying, guys, Toledo have won 4 of the last 6 games that they played. They've won the last 2. They won 17-7.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
And 35-23. But I like Toledo on their home field as well. All right, we're coming up against the break, I believe. We'll get into some maybe some NFL on the other side and see if Joey likes anything else in college. Yep, and the college football rankings came out tonight. So like I said earlier, I don't want to get all up in arms about it and rage about it, but...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, it's 2-2 right now in Vancouver, 4 minutes into the second period. College football playoff rankings. The Oregon Ducks are still the number one ranked team in the country, and rightfully so. They would be the one seed. If the playoffs started right now, they'd be the one seed. Texas would be the two seed, which is kind of insane. I don't think people – Texas are kind of fraudulent. Let's call it out for what it is, but they got a big game coming up with Texas A&M. Miami, even though they lost, weren't affected by it, and that's the problem with the college football playoff rankings. So Miami are the three seed right now. I think the surprise is Boise State – have actually not just crashed the party, but Boise State would actually have a bye and be the 4 seed right now. BYU, the 12 seed, even though they lost, they're still like in control of the big 12. But the Colorado Buffaloes have moved into the 16 hole and control their own destiny, although that's going to be a tough game for them against Kansas. Kansas have gotten hot over the last couple of weeks. So potentially this is, as it is now, the first round. BYU at Ohio State, Alabama at Notre Dame, Georgia at Joey Trans, Penn State Nittany Lions, and Ole Miss at Indiana. And, of course, Indiana play Ohio State this weekend. Joey, I'm sort of trying to look at the futures here and looking at teams who I actually think are legit, like, all right, who's actually really good? And I think Oregon actually are really good. I don't buy into Miami. I don't fully buy into Texas, although Texas can beat anybody, but they can lose to anybody. Boise State are dangerous, but not as talented as the other teams. If I'm looking at this, like, am I, you know, maybe I'm dismissing Ole Miss a little bit, but if I had to, I'll give you two teams to pick here, Joey. Who do you think are the two teams, the future, like, all right, if you got to bet college football playoff futures right now, who would you take?
All right, honestly, I know they're on the outside looking in, but I'm going Colorado. I really think Colorado has a really good shot. Their offense is really strong right now, and when it comes to, in my opinion, college football, defense is important, but with the playoffs, you really need to score, especially with some of these SEC teams. I really like Colorado, and this is biased. I've had this since the beginning of the season, but Penn State, I love the Penn State defense. They're really starting to wake up. And honestly, whether they're home, whether they're away, they're just so explosive on a defensive line, and it really is a huge threat for anyone they're playing.
So Penn State right now are 20-1. I like where you're going with Colorado. I've been on the Buff bandwagon like all year pretty much. When everybody gave up on them early, they got smashed by Nebraska. I sort of saw the turning point in the Colorado State game. They're extremely well coached. Their D-line has come together. as you stated, they got star power. Shedeur Sanders, like a point guard back there. You know, they're getting better every week. This is a tough game for them against Kansas this week, though. But 50-1 for the Colorado Buffaloes, who do control their own destiny. And I personally do believe, too, Joey and Cam, I think, Joey, that Colorado would beat BYU in a Big 12 championship game.
Well,
right? Hey, so BYU, they get there.
BYU,
I think they could do it.
But Arizona State, they're
well, that's true, too.
Week. They're dogs.
Yeah, Arizona State are dangerous, but so yes. are the Kansas Jayhawks as well. Like, so, mm-hmm. you know, Kansas knocking off Iowa State, knocking off BYU. Ohio State, I know Ohio State are great, but I think they're kind of, they're always pumped up here by the committee and everybody. But Ohio State are plus 320. They're actually the favorites to win the championship. The Ducks are plus 450. Texas are 5-1. Georgia's 5-1. Bama's 8-1. I think Ole Miss, I was slow to come around on them, but a 10-1, I don't think that's crazy. They can play with anybody in the country. But let me ask you, Joey, because before it was Notre Dame at Penn State, right? So these things are changing on a weekly basis. I mean, let's just be right. I'm a Michigan fan, and I would honestly say I would rather have to play Notre Dame than have to play Georgia. Don't you agree with that? Wouldn't you rather if it's Notre Dame at Penn State instead of Georgia?
I mean, I personally think Notre Dame is one of the biggest frauds in the football playoff right now. That might be an unpopular opinion. I do. I mean, I understand they've run the table since they lost to Northern Illinois, but come on. If you're going to really judge some of these teams like Tennessee who have certain losses, how are you not going to judge Notre Dame?
Look at their schedule, guys. Like, Notre Dame plays cream puffs. Like they're playing Virginia. They're playing, you know what I mean, Gabe? Like, you look at them, like, their schedule, they got to win a big game. Win a big game against a great
team.
They did beat Texas A&M. That's what balances out. You know what? That's their one,
right?
They
I'll
beat Texas
that.
A&M
I'll,
to start the season.
But, good call. But other than that, look at these other teams have to play. Like, they go through, like...
Oh, I'm not disputing it. Yeah. No, but it's the same. You know, it's like Indiana. I saw what Indiana's strength of schedule is, 105th, right? Mm-hmm. So they're, you know, they could... But the thing with them, they're not really fraudulent. Like, Indiana really do murder teams. So we'll see. What do you think, Joey, about some of the big games this week? We have Indiana and Columbus. It's up to 13.5 right now. Guys, let's not dismiss SMU. SMU are a team. They're still lingering around the playoffs here right now as well. They got the Virginia Cavaliers this week. They're laying 9.5. Penn State, your Penn State Nittany Lions, 12.5-point favorites at Minnesota. ASU, 3-point favorites at home against visiting BYU. Colorado, 2.5-point road favorites in Kansas. And we got that Notre Dame game at Yankee Stadium, guys, for the record. That game's at Yankee Stadium this week. Army and Notre Dame. Undefeated Army. We saw, Joey, Notre Dame smash the Navy. What do you think about this one? Can Army play with Notre Dame?
I don't think so. Unfortunately, again, I know I just bash Notre Dame, but I don't think Army can hang with them. I think Notre Dame's going to do similar to what they did with Navy. These academy programs are very one-dimensional. Everyone thought Navy was going to do something crazy against this Notre Dame defense, and they got squandered. And unfortunately, I think we're going to see the same thing. The number is about the same. I'm almost positive Navy closed at like 12 or 13. Right now, it's at 14.5, so it's roughly in that 2-touchdown area. I think they're just taking money on Army, and Notre Dame's going to roll them.
Yeah, they you're right. They've shown an ability. Like, a lot of the programs have a hard time. Oh, we don't see this a lot and stuff. But Notre Dame play the military teams every year. Alabama guys in Oklahoma. You know what? This game sort of reminds me of the Texas-Arkansas game last week, in which I took Arkansas and they ended up covering the number barely, but they did. You know, Oklahoma haven't had a great year, but they're one win away from bowl eligibility, the Sooners. And you know what? You can erase a lot of bad memories with a big Saturday night win against the visiting Alabama Crimson Tide, right? So that's an intriguing one right there. And they're getting pretty much 2 touchdowns, 13.5 right now. All right, we'll hit the NFL with Joey on the other side, and we got Rick Zeratella stepping up with it. Let's roll.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The New York Rangers have just taken a 3-2 lead in Vancouver, 11 minutes left in the second period of play. They're out shooting them. The goal was Kako. They're out shooting them 20-11 so far. So it's been pretty one-sided tonight. Vancouver once again struggling on their home ice for whatever reason, although they are without Besser and they are without JT Miller this evening. Yet, whatever, it's 3-2. They've been down. They were up 1-0, then it was 1-1, then they were down 2-1, and then it was 2-2. So both in this game, both teams have responded pretty quickly after the other team has scored. We'll see if Vancouver responds, but this doesn't help our in-game total under 6.5. But, hey, it is what it is. It's a cold world. All right, we'll look at a couple of minutes with Joey here. So Joey's in Indianapolis, but he's not a Colt fan. Even worse, we were just talking about the Titans being off to one of the worst historical starts ever at 1-9. Joey, it's the worst start at ATS since 2007. Hard to believe. 2007 in the NFL, the Titans, 1-9. And as crazy as it sounds, I've known they're terrible. I faded them quite a bit this year. For whatever reason, I got cute. And I thought that they were a nice pick against the Vikings this week. And then when they scored the touchdown to cut the lead to 3 pretty late, I was like, all right, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to look pretty smart doing this. And then, boom, that lasted like 30s. Minnesota scored right away after. And then it was done. It was a little frustrating. So what are your thoughts? We'll ask you about the game in your backyard. The Indianapolis Colts are getting 7.5 against the Detroit Lions. The total is 50.5, and your Titans are getting 8.5 this week in H-Town. Total 41.
Yeah, so looking at the Colts game, I wouldn't really pick a side there. Are the Lions going to put up the same numbers they did last week? Who knows? Is it a letdown spot? I don't know. But one thing I do know is the Colts really struggle at home, and they really can't win at home. So with that said, I'm looking at the over in that spot. I think the Colts will definitely need to put up some points, and we know the Lions are an offensive juggernaut. Nothing's going to stop them defensively. So in this one, the Colts definitely need to pick up the pace. So with that, I really lean towards taking the over in the Colts and the Lions game. And for the Titans and the Texans, just lay with the Texans. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who's hurt for them. The Titans just can't do anything. Offensively, defensively, just when you think something's going good, like you said, it just goes the other way. This is bad news bears for Tennessee. They're tanking. And we should know strangers. I'm ready
Houston
for it.
By 8, aren't they? Isn't Tennessee getting 8.5 now? The computer would use by the hook. Yeah.
8.5.
That's right.
It'll get 1-9, Cam, against the spread. 1-9. What was the game they covered? Who do they beat?
Miami.
Miami Dolphins, huh?
We were on Monday Night Football. Tennessee money line. I remember that.
That's right. It was the Monday Night. Will Levis got hurt. When Mason Rudolph came in. That's why they won.
There we go. Yeah, more Rudolph.
Yeah, that's why they won.
Say something that Mason Rudolph is your only saving grace to give you an against the spread win this season. Mason Rudolph.
It's a problem.
Wild. So like you said, you got the Shedeur Sanders. I was talking about it earlier. Shedeur Sanders plus 200 to be the top pick in the draft, Joey. Travis Hunter's the second choice. We'll see, right? Will teams trade up? Or will they just sort of stand pat and hope for the best after? But the thing with Sanders, and you know this, is he might, you know, you're talking about a guy that might tell people, don't draft me. You know what I'm saying? He might do that. He might tell certain teams, I'm not going to do this. For whatever it's worth, and I don't pretend to know Deion Sanders, but I've heard that they don't mind Tennessee, actually, that they're not opposed to the Tennessee Titans. But he also tweets out, God is great after every Raiders loss. He wants to be a Raider. And then we got the news today that Michael Irvin said, if Deion would take the Cowboys job, but only if Shedeur Sanders was the quarterback. They've got Dak Prescott, right? So that's the thing, man. Like Deion said today too, he'll be back in Colorado. There's a lot of stuff going around with Deion right now. But what about, let's say it's not Shedeur, Joey? How do you feel about Cam Ward? I don't think Cam Ward's an upgrade to Will Levis, bro.
Yes.
I think he's an upgrade, but my issue is, like, how many quarterbacks are you going to go through until you just say, you know what, some of these guys out of college just aren't it. Let's just go free agency.
Yeah,
let's
sign one. Yeah.
What was Tennessee's last great quarterback? Steve McNair?
Yeah. I mean, let's,
if you Tannehill was okay. Tannehill was okay.
The locker was horrible. He didn't – the Washington quarterback game. Like, they've got bad luck.
Where can people find you online, Joe? We've got about 20 seconds here.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter, at BettingUnderdog. You can find me on sportscapping.com, pickadvisor.com, pickdogs.com. You can find me all over the place.
Hey, great stuff, Joey. We'll definitely do it again. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Rick Saratella next. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Twisted Tuesday continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. We continue to pick up the pieces following an epic weekend of football, including Grey Cup 111. Our guy Rick Saratella, of course, a scout with the Edmonton Elks, all access football, the founder of the NFL Draft Bible, attended his first ever Grey Cup over the weekend in Vancouver. And Rick, it was a great time seeing you. It was a great time seeing everybody over at the Red Card Sports Bar as well. And as I told you, the Grey Cup is just one big week-long festival party of people from not only around Canada, but as we saw, people from around the world, right? People come from all over the place, hardcore okay. CFL fans. There's a hashtag out there, CFL family, but it really is true. Like, you don't really have an NFL family, but you see what a family of the CFL league and fan base really are.
Yeah, and you know what? The new commissioner, that should be like a motto or a league brand. You know, CFL is one, United as one, because all the fans, like you said, from all over the globe, it seemed like they all wandered down on the Red Card Sports Bar in Vancouver, where, by the way, Gabriel Morenci is just a living legend there, by the way. I mean, we got people coming out from the woodworks, from the crevices, the cracks all over. I mean, it was just unbelievable, though. I mean, the crowd, the fans, the atmosphere inside the stadium, outside the stadium. I mean, it was just a legendary weekend. I'll tell you what, that is something you never forget. And as a football fan, I wrote about it in the All Access Football newsletter. Like, are you really alive if you haven't attended an NFL Grey Cup? Like, seriously, if you're a football fan and you have not yet attended a Grey Cup, like, you're missing out.
You know what? It's a great point. And it reminded me of sort of like the Rose Bowl, to be honest. It has a very college feel to it in a way, but you know, the atmosphere, and there's a lot of people there just to have fun, right? There's a lot of people there that aren't the fans of the teams, which is really unique, mm-hmm. right? Like, you know, the Super Bowl, you'll have people, there's the dudes, you know, the old guys that have been to every Super Bowl, and there is a smaller sort of club. But you know what else to say, Rick, and this is why the NFL draft is so cool, actually, as somebody that's been to a couple. I know the draft used to be Radio City Music Hall, you know, but like the modern drafts that they have, Rick, the outdoor festivals with 250,000 people and all that, that's sort of become like a fan fest, right? Like, fans don't go to the Super Bowl, bro. They'll go to Vegas for the weekend, but they don't go to the Super Bowl. Number one, it's expensive. They're not a fan of the team, etc. But they'll go to the draft. It's because you don't have to buy a ticket. It's free. You can just hang out, party, and fans are all represented from all over the place. So that, you know, the draft is super cool. That's the one thing that the NFL sort of has for it. These drafts really are fun, guys. Same thing. If you're a football fan, get out to an NFL draft. You'll have a great time meeting fans from all over the league, and players are there, and you just party, and bands. It's a great time. But the CFL, very, very similar. You know, Rick, it even crossed my mind. I was like, man, it's Winnipeg, and it's Toronto, not my teams, and it doesn't matter. The games are great. And I got to tell you, I wasn't thinking like a couple of weeks ago, I got to go to Winnipeg next year, but I pretty much have to go to Winnipeg next year. Especially our boy Hustler is a big host down there. Like, it's going to be a big deal in Winnipeg. They love the CFL in Winnipeg.
A new tradition has been born, and you know, Sports Rage RIC, we'll be out there. Buckle up, book your tickets now. By the way, we haven't spoken about the game. How about Nick Arbuckle? We talked about bringing that big Nick energy, man. It wasn't pretty, But
yeah, just like Nick Foles, amazing. A backup named Nick comes in and gets it done again. You called it.
And almost in a, I was going to say, almost in a Trent Dilfer-esque performance, right? Wasn't always pretty. Got his team into the fourth quarter with a lead. I mean, it was 17-13 going into the fourth quarter. We didn't know which way that game was going to go. And then the Argos defense, I mean, they just kicked it up a notch. But Arbuckle kept them in the game, gave them a shot, then the defense took over.
And Arbuckle did get better as the game went on, too. Like you could tell earlier in the game, Dinwiddie wanted to keep everything very simple and not take too many chances. But as the game went on and we were saying, all right, you've got to let them start to throw the football down the field a little bit to give them some confidence. And they did, and he started throwing bullets. He started throwing darts. Manny Argos is just a great big game team. This is what they do. This is what they do. The regular seasons are almost just irrelevant for them. If they get into the playoffs and the championship game, they're a load to deal with. So that was a ton of fun. And the Buffalo Bills, it was great watching the NFL games, too. It was a great day of football. And it wasn't such a great day for Joe Douglas, though, of the New York Jets. They lose to the Indianapolis Colts. Does this surprise you, Rick, that they didn't wait to the end of the season? Are you surprised that they pulled the trigger now?
Well, we talked about it when they fired Robert Saleh. Woody Johnson is a man of desperation, and he fired the head coach, didn't get the results he expected, so now he's pulling the trigger, making another panic move. Says, hey, Phil Savage is in the building. He's a former GM. We'll just make him the GM. We'll look for another GM, but in the meantime, we'll have a GM that's an intern make our decisions for us. I mean, what a disarray. What a mess. What a disaster. I mean, we talked about this. Adam Gase brought in Joe Douglas. Then Adam Gase got fired. Joe Douglas stayed. Woody Johnson hired Robert Saleh. So Joe Douglas was just a sitting lame duck to begin with. I mean, nobody even brought him into this situation. Everybody that wanted this guy, nobody was even left in the facility. So he was the next scapegoat to come. And look, let's be honest. I mean, like, you got a new GM, new head coach. You're really going to bring back Aaron Rodgers with a new regime?
Yeah, I was going to say this, Rick. How do you – you can't get a GM and force a 40-year-old quarterback on him. You know what I mean? Like, guy's going to say, no, I'll be the GM. Number one, it's a train wreck there. But number two, it's like, I'm not coming in. Aaron Rodgers, we all know Aaron Rodgers running your team. So in other words, since Rodgers been here, he's got the coach fired and the GM fired. Let's just call it out for what it is.
Well, I know
there's already reports he had nothing to do with it. I don't think he did. I don't think he went and said, oh, Douglas got to go. But the fact of the matter is, since he's, you know, here we are right now, and it's not like they're good. It's not like, you know, they're making these decisions for the good. And now what do you make of this, Rip? Because Rodgers has pretty much said, yeah, I'm not done. Like, I don't want to retire. I'm going to come back next year.
Yeah, well, and, you know, he's living over here in Cedar Grove, New Jersey by my cousin. Maybe I'll get that Thanksgiving invite. We could talk about who he's going to hire for the next GM. I'm sure he's going to be happy.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you.
I'm sure he's going to be happy.
But that's what I'm saying. So what, you're going to give him the keys and say, okay, Aaron, what do you think now? Come on, man. I mean, they want to keep on digging a deeper hole. That's all they're doing right now.
Well, also, isn't Woody Johnson up for a
position? He's leaving for Europe again, right, or whatever. He's the ambassador to Ireland or whatever the hell it is.
The Jets, the Giants, I mean, draw a straw. I mean, you can't write a worse script than these two teams.
And, you know, exactly. It's not like people, I'm not going to say they can't hire anybody, but you're not going to get the top of the top guys. You're going to want to be involved with these organizations. We're hearing that Bill Belichick, you know, well, this is going to be the rumor time of the year right now, Rick, but Bill Belichick does like the Jacksonville situation. He's going to be coaching next year. You and I have talked about it. I've been talking about it a lot. I've thrown it out there. I threw the Saints out there just if the Giants don't do it. And, you know, I don't think the Cowboys will. I don't think Billy, you know, I doubt Belichick ends up with the Cowboys. So I was sort of thinking, I think Belichick will almost not take any job, but kind of, he wants back in the NFL. He does.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, what about Belichick to Jacksonville? Can he turn that thing around? They actually do have talent on that team. I don't understand how they got so bad, to be honest.
That might be a good fit because that's the team that not a lot of head coaches are going to want to take. I think Bill Belichick's, what, going on 74? So beggars can't be choosers
here. He's the type of guy, too, exactly. He can't exactly. And he's the type of guy that the cons like, right? He's a name guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Name brand guy. The cons could care less about football. They'll sell some tickets and go play three games overseas.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu with new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. You
know. And don't forget, rent to use the stadium for a wrestling facility, right? Like, it's just sort of an entertainment company, I mean, that they have. Yeah.
You know, but I could see, you know, it's really interesting the way Robert Kraft stabbed him in the back with that Falcons gig last year and then try to clean that up. But I mean, Belichick was a finalist for that Falcons job, and Kraft picked up the phone and dialed up Arthur Blank.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Twisted Tuesday continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. We're kicking it with Rick Saratell. Had a great time with Rick over the weekend. Hope to see Rick shortly. Stay tuned. We might have a couple of announcements coming up, but we're definitely going to go to the Grey Cup next year. We're talking about the NFL right now. We'll see about the Super Bowl. We've been at the last four Super Bowl media rows. The season's just flying by right now. We're already into the rumor mill as far as the coaches are concerned, and one of the hottest names in all of football right now is Deion Sanders. And obviously, I mean, what he's done with Colorado is amazing. His son right now is the favorite to be the number one pick in the NFL draft. And Travis Hunter, I've never seen anything like this, actually, Rick, where two players from one team are the top two favorites to be the number one pick of the draft. It's amazing. Like, so Shedeur Sanders right now is the favorite at plus 200. And Travis Hunter is right behind him at plus 320. Cam Ward is 7-1 right now. Your boy Jackson Dart is 16-1. Jalen Milroe 22-1 right now. But as far as Deion is concerned, my gut, and I, you know what, it's one of the rare instances that there's, I'm not going to pretend, you know, I have inside sources with everything, but I actually do know a few people around this and around the Buffaloes. I know the former captain of their team. He's going to come on the show actually later in the week. And the buzz in Boulder is that Deion's going to come back next year. Like, did Deion, listen, he's not in a rush to go to the NFL. If he does, it has to be the perfect spot, i.e. with his son. So Michael Irvin, who obviously is hanging around with Deion every week, said, I know from top sources, and he kind of grinned, and he told Coward, you know, top, you know, as good as sources as it gets, that Deion would take the Dallas Cowboy job if they had Shedeur Sanders. But that's a lot of if, ends and buts, Rick, because they're not going to get him. I know they're bad. They got to keep losing every week, and I would just tank out if I was the Cowboys to get a higher pick. But they got Dak Prescott, bro. So, you know, but Shador's the favorite to be the number one pick. But the Jags have the top pick of the draft right now, and they're stuck with Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, but, you know, the Cowboys are one win behind those Jaguars, and Cooper Rush is going to be starting here for the next several weeks. So at what point are the Cowboys just out of the mix? It doesn't even make sense to bring back that.
Oh, the only game the Cowboys might be able to win. I mean, they play the Giants on Thanksgiving. They could actually lose out the Cowboys. They play the Panthers too, Rick. Looking at the Cowboys' schedule, we talked about it last night. The Panthers and Giants are kind of the only two games that they kind of have a chance in, and they could lose those games too.
Well, they could very well wind up with Shedeur Sanders. It's possible. But my question is, what exactly is Deion Sanders going to do as an NFL head coach? Like, I don't get it. Like, we just talked about it. He doesn't even wear the headset. So in college, at least he's recruiting. He's a name. He goes into the living rooms. The parents get giddy. He recruits NFL head coaches to be his coordinators. Like, what is Deion going to do as an NFL head coach? I mean, I guess he's just going to be a Herm Edwards motivating kind of presence, but I just don't know, like, how much of an impact. Like, he goes to Florida State, he's going to take that team to the top. He goes to the NFL, I just don't know how much of an impact Deion Sanders has as a head coach.
And that's why he has to be careful where he goes and what he does it. It's still early. And listen, he's working. He's got the Lewis kid to flip from USC as well. So he's got a big-time quarterback. I think he wants to show, too. He likes Boulder. He's the kingpin there. You know what I mean? He couldn't get any bigger. There's not a lot of pressure on him there. Everyone loves him. And I think he sort of wants to show, too, Rick, that he can coach in college without his son, too, a little bit. I know he loves his kid, but you know what I'm saying? Like, there's unfinished business. Like, I don't think he's flipping, and they're not firing Norvell and FSU right now. Although it's a perfect fit, obviously. They're on the hook for a ton of money. Just randomly, bro. How about Brian Kelly and this thing imploding there at Baton Rouge right now, Rick? Man, ooh, he makes a lot of money to lose a lot of games, that guy, man. I wish I had his deal. Hey, pay me $180 million, $140 million deals. I'll go 6-6.
He's gonna have to go back to, like, the Cincinnati ranks and go learn a new accent.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Yeah, I was thinking that, too. I'm like, hey, bro, you go back to the Mac or something and be a bully again, because this ain't working at the top of the top.
Go relearn that Ohio accent.
Man, he's such a phony. He wants the Michigan job, which I'll just die if that happens. Like, I'm like, no. He's always wanted it, and I don't want.
It's fascinating, though. Like, when you look at the college football rankings this year compared to just a year ago, I mean, the whole powerhouse, the quote-unquote powerhouse.
Yeah, it's flipped, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Really, look at Washington. Washington and Michigan were in the championship game last year. They got a combined like 11 losses this year. It's never happened before.
It's really an interesting dynamic. You know, the departures of Saban and Harbaugh had a lot to do with it. But, I mean, you take a look at some of the teams that are hanging around, and my gosh. And for whatever
it's worth. And even good teams, George. Even good teams right now, Rick. Even good teams are... they're on the fence. Like, Georgia are one win away from their season imploding, Rick. I know they win, but they got two losses, bro. Like, there's a lot of teams, good big programs, that it could be on the outside looking in when it's all said and done.
And that's why a team like Colorado, to me, is right there for a prime seed. I mean, Colorado, to me, they're already in the top five for me in my college football poll. I don't know what the rest of the world is looking at, but...
big game against Kansas. Kansas are, like, getting hot suddenly late here.
Yeah.
Yep, you know, they knock off Iowa State. They knock off BYU. Now, you know, it's Colorado. This is a tough game for Colorado. So what do you think right now about about Travis Hunter? Like I said, I think legitimately, who would you, if you had a Heisman vote, who would you vote for? Travis Hunter?
Oh, it hasn't wavered at all. You know, when someone's averaging 124 snaps a game, okay, and you got, 700 receiving yards, a bunch of interceptions. By the way, did I mention he returns kicks? Like, he doesn't come off the field. This guy plays every down. Offense, defense, special teams, he's out there returning kicks. Like, you know, I don't think he gets enough credit, to be quite frank. What he's done is more
remarkable. No, he doesn't. As crazy as it sounds, he doesn't. And I hear people sort of try to shoot it down a little bit. Oh, he's not a great DB. I saw somebody the other day, everybody's going to get excited because he scored a garbage touchdown late. It wasn't a garbage touchdown. It helped ice the game. And if you saw it play, Rick, it was impossible. Like, I don't know how he got through. Like, there was a wall in front of him, and it was like a video game. Twist, turn, sideways. Like, and he didn't even get touched.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, the kid is special, bro. Like, look at, dude, look what, look how we, and I love Charles Woodson, but look, he, dude, Charles Woodson didn't play every play like this, like he does.
No, you haven't seen this in about 75 years, and you might not see it for another 75 years. I mean, he's the Otani of football.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Thanks to Rick Saratella for kicking it with us. And once again, it was a great time hanging out with Rick and everybody. This weekend in Vancouver, we look forward to next year, Winnipeg, Grey Cup, although we'll be at other big events before that. We just need a couple of days to recover after the great Canadian bash that is the Grey Cup. The Calgary Flames and the New York Islanders went to a shootout, and the Calgary Flames beat the New York Islanders in a shootout. The Islanders were 2-0 in shootouts this year. They seem to lose in overtime a lot. But so one thing with the Islanders, and I got a season point total over 91.5. They do get points in a lot of their games, even though they don't win. But it was a frustrating loss being on the Islanders. They had an early they had a 1-0 lead in the second period. Calgary comes back and wins the hockey game. 2-1 is the final score. And I'll give props to the Flames, man. Listen, they've won 10 hockey games this year. I didn't think no one thought they were going to be this good. And one of the reasons why they are this good is their goalie is this guy. Like, this guy's flying under their freaking radar.
Wolfie?
I'm telling you, Cam, this Dustin Wolf. Yeah, man. They're winning games because of this guy. Like, in a shootout, he just made big saves. I saw him in another shootout. He had a shutout. Not a shutout. It was 3-1. He blew the shutout late, but, like, dude, this guy's on fire. Like, this guy, like, when he starts, he's just, I think, 7-2-1 now, Cam, on the season, this kid. He's got a save percentage at 9-2-1.
I did a hockey show. Yeah, I did a hockey show with a guy. I don't think he qualified for as much games. Is he in the Rookie of the Year competition? Like, already, like, we talk about, like, Vezina or whatever. I know, let's not get ahead of ourselves, but Dustin Wolf has been one of the biggest shockers, like, in the league. And that's the thing. Calgary, Markstrom was like not very good with them, and this guy, they said he was an amazing goalie, Gabe, in the minors, and he's lived up to it. Like, that's incredible. Actually, I talked to a guy that like made a bet with him for that to be like, it was just a crazy bet. I'm like, you're betting on Dustin Wolf? Well, guy seems pretty smart right now. Gabe, that's incredible. He's a young guy too. In Calgary, they're not known for their defense or goaltending, so he's doing a really good job. Good call.
But he's 23. He's another American from California, but he's 23. Yeah. He played 17 games in the NHL last year. And this year, like I said, he's played 10. So he's kicked around. He's been in the AHL. He got drafted in 2014. He got drafted young, and he's been, you know, kicking around the AHL for years. And, you know, he's pretty good in the AHL. It's all about consistency. But, yeah, this guy's really, really playing good hockey for the Calgary Flames. I mean, he's been a reason why the Flames have won a lot of these close games that they have won. I just got pinched, and you know what? I got a bad number, too. I bet it earlier in the day, and this is what happens when I bet early. I bet Riverside and Santa Clara over 151. We saw the end game right before it tipped off was 149.5. It was like minus 125 or 30 or something like that, but it still came down. And it ended up getting to 150. Santa Clara scored with a couple of seconds left to get it to 150, but I needed 151, so it was a double punch. We lost the Islanders in a shootout, and then we lost the basketball game by 1 point, the total. And now we're just down to the New York Rangers and the Vancouver Canucks. They're going into the third period of play. They're tied at 3. In-game total is 8.5. The Rangers are minus 135 right now. The Canucks are plus 105, a shorthanded Canucks team, plus 135. And NBA basketball, the NBA Cup Warrior LA Lakers are up by 14 on the Utah Jazz, 68-54. In-game total, 223.5. Lakers are laying 14.5. We had Joey Tron on earlier. We were talking about tomorrow's college football. Buffalo and Eastern Michigan. I will take the Eagles here. Give me Eastern Michigan on the money line, minus 110. The game's basically a pick 'em. And Ohio and Toledo is a tricky one, but I like Toledo with the Glass Bowl here as well. So give me both home teams tomorrow night. They're minus 120 on the money line. So those are my picks for tomorrow night. What do you got for us, Kim?
I think I'm going to take the over in the Michigan, Eastern Michigan-Buffalo game. As I mentioned before, do you know Buffalo's had six straight overs in a push? So almost seven. Like, these guys, Gabe, their last game you were on, 98 points. Like, it's insanity. When they score, they give up. They score, they give up. So 51 looks a little bit light. I hope I'm not falling into a trap, but I like that total. And the other game, I think, might be not as much scoring. We'll see. I got to dig deeper into that game, but I don't really have a side in the Toledo-Ohio game. I don't like to get in front of Ohio. They're a very good football team, but I get it. Toledo at the Glass Bowl, short number, I understand, but probably over Eastern Michigan-Buffalo.
Thursday night, of course, is the Cleveland and Pittsburgh. We'll be on at 8 o'clock, but Georgia Tech, NC State's the college football game on Thursday night. All right, we'll catch you on the Wicked Wednesday. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.